This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. Thanksgiving weekend means many of us will be stuffing ourselves with turkey sandwiches. But other birds also deserve the spotlight. Quail, goose, pheasant, and of course, duck. KCUR's Noah Taborda takes us to a Brookside restaurant known for its poultry.
Charles DeBlong says the secret to cooking duck isn't the quality of the bird.
There is no real bad duck, but there is really good duck.
The secret is the preparation. Charles is the chef and owner of Brookside Poultry Company. The restaurant is closed Mondays. That's when Charles mixes a brine for all the rotisserie poultry he'll serve this week. The ducks he serves will soak in a wet brine for 72 hours. Charles' brine requires a mixture with a lot of each ingredient.
This is going to make almost 2 gallons of brine. That's a cup and a half. Serious amount of kosher salt. I've got 4 cups of sugar. I've got quarter cup of black pepper ground. I've got a half cup each of lemon juice, orange juice, and lime juice.
Charles admits the recipe may seem like it calls for too much of each ingredient, but he says the taste of the brine itself shouldn't be all that good.
See a lot of brine recipes that you can taste and you're like, oh, that tastes nice. And it can taste a little sugar, a little salt. Well, that's wrong.
The brine should taste too salty and too sweet, Charles says. Soaking a large amount of ducks will reduce the intense flavor of the brine as it spreads throughout the bird.
Sugar, the essence of the lime, the lemon, the orange, all that stuff, it's going to absorb that stuff. So basically it's going to equalize through your brine, everything. So this brine is going to become much less salty, much less sweet as it goes.
Once those ingredients are mixed up, he adds some room temperature water to finish up the brine. Now the process is about patience. Grab a couple ducks. Pour this mixture over top and let it sit for the next 3 days. Once the duck has been wet brined, Charles moves the bird over to an oven where it will cook for about 4 hours, longer than the average duck. Charles does have one secret step he adds at the end, dunking the duck in a fryer for a second or two.
What that does is just tighten that skin up and get it really good and crispy, really, really thin, just paper thin. It's just fantastic.
After that, it's ready to serve. It's a simple process and even simpler served. The duck is split in half and placed skin side up on the plate. It also comes with a big box of gloves for eating utensil-free.
It's supposed to be kind of a fun way to eat it, but also it's not so messy then because it is fall off the bone tender. You just kind of pull it off the bones and pull the skin off, and it's just a fun way to eat it.
The simplicity of the presentation reflects the restaurant's vibe. When Charles opened Brookside Poultry, he wanted it to have a relaxed, family-friendly attitude. It's an intimate space with glass figures, pictures, and artwork of chicken and ducks around the dining area. All the tables are bare wood, and there's a bar area that sits about 10. Charles says he's trying to make it feel relaxed.
It's always going to be based around families and coming in and eating with your family. Just, you know, not worrying about the noise, not worrying about if your kid's crying or not. We don't care. It's all about them.
Everything on the menu is simple or familiar to the cooks as well. Even the duck is simple. Just like the atmosphere in the restaurant, Charles says just putting more focus on simple recipes can go a long way.
That's the big thing, is taking those simple things and putting some technique to them and making them right.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Noah Taborda.
Central Standard's food critics have recommended duck and poultry dishes all over Kansas City. You can find their recommendations at kcur.org/centralstandard.